The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And we have a very special guest with us today. We have Frank Manila Sr., who is the owner of Manila Pools from Old Forge. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for the years 2010 and 2011 during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where you can also view videos of our realtors and also check out our archive radio shows. We've been doing this for 2 years, so they're all there and just a click away. Also, friend us on Facebook or like us at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Facebook. Frank Manila Sr., owner of Manila Pools, Old Forge. How long have you been in the pool business, please?
Sometimes my wife thinks too long, but it's been probably since the mid-70s. We got started little mom and pop type of thing. I mean, there's a little bit of a story behind that. We wanted a pool. We were a young family. We couldn't afford to have a builder come in and do it at that time. So we decided to do our own. And there's a story behind that. And that's how we got started. We built our own pool. We built some for friends and relatives and gradually moved into the service end of the business. All the kids went through it. My son, my daughter, my nephews, my nieces, my brother-in-law, over the years, and just got more and more. I actually had worked for the phone company. I had a 29-year career with Bella PA and later Verizon, and this was a part-time endeavor. We went, if you will say, more formal. In 1991, I actually took an opportunity to leave the phone company a little early, and we went into it full-time where we were building and servicing and repairing, and that's the story of how we came to be Manila Pools.
Well, you're a well-known, respected name in the pool industry, and I know that you, in terms of what you offer a customer and a client, is something different than other companies. Say, you know, your generic type of pool company, maybe a bigger national name. What do you do different?
I think what we do different is we really try to educate a potential customer. We spend a lot of time with them. We go right to their home because we want to see the site. The site's important as to where you're building this and what are you doing. And we try to, again, get them to look at all of the options are there, try to determine the makeup of the family, what's the use of this going to be, to try to fit them into the right product. And we believe that the more knowledgeable they are, the better we are going to look as a smaller, if you want to say, boutique builder that's going to be on the job. And the good part of that is that I will be on the job every day. The bad part of that is we don't have a deep bench. So when I'm not there, not a lot happens. So sometimes the project stretches out, but we make that very known to the customer up front. But I think that's the difference. We just bring that personal level. And as a result of that, we in many cases have become personal friends with our customers because such a relationship has developed over the course of the project. And I like to think of it as, having said that I had been in the phone industry, this is an avocation, not a vocation. And we get as much, not only get reimbursed for our work, but when we meet the customer's objective of what they were looking for, we get a lot of personal satisfaction out of it. And I think it shows in our work.
Excellent. So you provide quality service, you make a connection with your client, you go on to becoming actual friends. That's neat. Very neat. So, you know, your son and your daughter are doing some sort of Manila pool service in other parts of PA, which is great. Your son is...
That's correct. My son is in the Kennett Square area, Philadelphia, and he has a specialty in more of the concrete world. We build here vinyl and fiberglass in this area, and he builds the concrete, but he's our concrete, shotcrete, gunite guy. We have a job going on right now in Highland Hills that he's running for a client in that area of Pittston. And my daughter and son-in-law are in the business in the Nazareth, Allentown, Bethlehem area. And it's just an offshoot of this starting, like I said, back in the 70s from, you know, little baby steps to where we are today.
Excellent. All right. So you're providing excellent service throughout PA. In real estate, often there is this sort of question, does a pool add value or detract from value? And you know, work always seem to have this discussion, if you will, when we go list houses and we have properties. There are some beautiful pools out there, and no doubt the owner of the property that installed the pool takes a lot of time and effort and spend a lot of money creating this wonderful space, outside space for themselves and their family. However, there are a lot of people, and we do live in Northeast PA where you don't have a lot of time spent in the pools because our seasons don't allow it. So there is this question, if you will, whether this pool will add value to a new property owner. And as you know, Frank, there's a lot of people that are afraid of pools if they have young children and things like that. So, you know, it's something that it's sometimes an obstacle. Now, if we find a pool lover who wants to find a house, obviously it would add value. But if we have somebody that's afraid of a pool, they're not going to feel the same about the pool as that property owner. So it's a long-standing question, especially in this area, that we have to overcome. But, you know, there's a lot of beautiful pools out there. And I know that your company in particular doesn't just do your cookie cutter type pool. So you do in-ground pools.
Correct.
And in this area, you said before, vinyl and fiberglass are what you really...
The okay. traditional steel wall construction with a vinyl liner. But as you said, what we're doing is the upper portion of the pool, your hardscape, your coping around the pool is what sets it off from the standpoint of a cookie cutter. But addressing some of the points that you brought out about the value of the home or the sale, the resale value, you're pretty accurate in that. What it does from our experience has been it's going to limit possibly the number of people that are interested in your home. But when you find the person or persons that are interested in it, you're probably going to get a little more value from that.
Well, they'll appreciate it.
Exactly. The other thing, mentioning Northeastern PA, not necessarily a swimming season from, you know, April to contrary to this year, though, it's been an excellent season so far. We do a lot of pool spa combinations where there's a spa incorporated with the pool, can be separate from the pool, heated separately, and therefore, for example, let's say a particular summer would have 10 or 12 really bang up weekends, and then you've got five or six that are kind of so-so that you might go to the mall shopping rather than use the pool. If you didn't have the spa combination, you can heat the spa to 100 degrees in a heartbeat with a large pool heater. And you'll find that the family gravitates, they're in the spa, the water may be tepid at 75 or 80, the kiddos are in the pool, and the first thing you know, you're using this whole environment that you've created another weekend because you've had this feature.
You've added another source,
Absolutely.
A water source.
And okay. when we point that out and show people that combination, which is a spa, a water feature, and an adjunct to the pool, it makes a lot of sense to spend those extra dollars to do that because you're going to get more use out of the whole facility over the course of the summer.
Excellent point. See, this is what people get when they call Manila pools.
Exactly.
How does someone get in touch with you?
Well, we're on the internet. We're at www.manilapools.com, and our phone number is 570-562-7946, and we're located at 268 South Kaiser Avenue in Old Forge.
Manila Pools, MINELLAPOOLS.com.
And the phone number, 562-SWIM. You can't remember seven.
Wow. Okay, that's great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today, talking about pools, Frank Manila Sr., who is the owner of Manila Pools from Old Forge. So, you know, that's a wonderful point. And a lot of the material that I studied prior to our show, it did say for people, especially in a region like ours, adding a water source is adding value. So that's an excellent point I wanted to cover too. Shapes. You do it all, right?
Well, we do it all. And most people, I mean, if you look at a very attractive pool, it generally is what we refer to as free form. Nature is not rectangular per se. It's got a free form. So today, the technology of making liners and the pool steel construction, you can pretty much, years ago, that's why you had to go into the shotcrete or gunite, because you could sculpt whatever one wanted. The other pools were, again, your traditional rectangles, you know, 14, 28, 16, 32, etc. But today, that's all changed. And if you can draw it on a piece of paper, we can build it in steel and vinyl to mimic a concrete pool from its appearance.
Well, do you often find, and you mentioned how you educate the consumer and you go out, you look at the site, do you often find that what they think they want is different than what you recommend?
Well, the internet is a great source today, and we're finding that most people really are doing their homework, and they have some ideas already, and we can just dovetail off of that and present, you know, some more options and drive home the things. Now, another you mentioned about safety, auto covers are available today, where you can, just like your garage door opener goes up and down, you hit a button and the cover comes right out over the pool. And once that's buttoned up, it's buttoned up. You can walk across it, per se. It's going to be like walking on a waterbed, but it's a safe environment. Now, in that environment, we recommend a rectangular shape. That type of real system works best in an environment. It can be adapted to free forms with a different technology called picture frame with your hardscape. But that's an option today, too, where when you're not in, you go in the house for a sandwich, you can hit the button, close the pool, come back out in an hour and hit the button and open it up again.
Technology is a wonderful thing. Wow, that's, I didn't realize how advanced it was.
I never even heard of that.
Yes, yeah. We do several of those each year.
All right, great information. We're headed towards a break. Before we do so, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Sure. We have a very nice double. It's an up and a down, located at 821 Meadow Avenue in Scranton for $114,000. The two units are a three-bedroom and a one-bedroom unit. This is a great family neighborhood with a two-car carport, shed, and lots of space in the yards. Both units have access to the basement for laundry and storage. Both units have modern baths, good kitchens, and a lot of closet space. It has hardwood floors under the carpets and updated electric. So take a look at 821 Meadow Avenue in Scranton, a two-unit for only $114,000, and that is listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The latest real estate news from Inman reported the six-year slide in U.S. home prices and the dollar's weakness against some currencies are driving a property buying binge by Asians, Canadians, Europeans, and Latin Americans eager to own a piece of America. They're plowing money into real estate, and it may sound like a risky venture to many Americans who are not purchasing, but to a growing number of foreigners, U.S. housing has never seemed like a smarter investment. International buyers accounted for $82.5 billion, or 8.9% of the $928 billion spent on residential real estate sales in the last 12-month period, according to a survey released Monday by the National Association of Realtors. So international buyers know something that the Americans don't, right?
That's now, right.
Now's the time to buy.
It's on sale real estate.
We will be back in a moment with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning again, Pat. And our special guest, Frank Manila Sr., owner of Manila Pools from Old Forge, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about in-ground pools, and in this region you specifically do a lot of the vinyl and fiberglass type pools, and we were talking about the safety covers, those nifty safety covers, and how technology has advanced, and just by a flip of a button or switch you can have your cover just go right over the pool. That's a great feature. What does something like that cost?
Well, they're not inexpensive, but they do the job. Average price probably for an average size pool is $7,000 to $8,000 installed. Mm-hmm. And the fabric that they're made out of is probably good for 7 to 10, 12 years, somewhere in that particular area. The mechanism should last basically indefinitely. They're coming out with a lot of stainless steel today to eliminate the corrosion aspect. Because a lot of people are using salt pools today to generate their chlorine internally from the pool itself. And that salt adds a little more corrosiveness to the water environment than just the normal pool. So that's an aspect where the auto cover people are responding to that and making a better mechanism. So they do hold up.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about the oceans and, you know, you lived at Breezy Point, so what happens to your car when you're living at the ocean, usually, right?
You get it rust fast and you have sand in your car the whole year long. But I was thinking about the cover for the pool for peace of mind, just to prevent, you know, something. I think it's worth it.
Well, that's its primary function, obviously. But I mean, it's a conservation item, too, because it traps the heat in. In other words, you're heating your pool up into the 80s or so at night. You know, you're going to be, the dollar bills are going to be going off the top of the pool. So with the auto cover, the fact that it's so easy to cover, you're going to minimize your heat loss and your water loss and chemical usage. So they bring a lot to the table from not only a safety aspect.
Well, you're a custom pool contractor, so you do whatever the customer wants, and you're saying that they do a lot of homework and they educate themselves through the internet, because there's a wonderful source of information out there, tons and tons of information. So how would you say your prices are compared to your competitors in terms of a cookie cutter type of pool, your everyday plain vanilla, as opposed to what you do?
Well, I would say from the basic pool, it's not much different, because your filtration system, your heaters, your lighting, and those aspects are the same, whether it's a standard 1632 rectangle or whether it's a freeform mountain pond oasis. There's various names for the pools. But I think where the difference comes in is the hardscape. We try to look at the yard. For example, we're in a job now in Moscow up off of Blue Shutters Road, and the lot was a sloping lot, which could add some question to how would the pool work here. But in reality, it's going to work a lot better, because we're going to be able to do the spa combination and actually set the spa up about 3 feet higher than the pool. So you're going to get a dramatic waterfall effect. And we're in the process now of building a fieldstone wall, because that fits with the environment where this home is. So we're incorporating the walls and the hardscape into the whole project. So now when you add that factor in, I mean, it can push the price up, you know, several thousands, 10, 15, maybe even 20 more. But that's on the hardscape aspect of it. The pool itself is very competitively priced from that standpoint.
So it's tiered.
Correct.
Okay, that's nice. So you walk back there and it's like it's your own
little
oasis.
Personal oasis, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what we're finding. A lot of people are doing the entertaining out there. There's second kitchens, you know, there's your grilling and your kitchen area. And it's not just a pool area. It's an adjunct of the home and an entertainment area. I know myself, just to sit out in the back and have a cup of coffee in the morning before I head out, just that kind of setting just sets the tone for the day.
Peaceful.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so, you know, doing real estate in this area, in the Northeast region of Pennsylvania, I have to say that a lot of people do have pools, even though our seasons are very limited as to how long we can use a pool.
Surprisingly, even in Canada, Ontario, it's surprising. But again, people are not just using it for the swimming per se, but the entertainment area that it creates outside of their home.
So let me ask you a question. This place in Moscow, I would think that there's probably a lot of trees. It's the country.
Correct.
Okay. So when you see a lot of trees, pine trees, oak trees, or any type of tree, do the leaves that inevitably fall into the pool may cause it to be dirtier or a lot more maintenance. So do you do a different color so on the pool bottom so that you don't notice it as much?
Well, not necessarily. With proper filtration and water circulation, I mean, again, from the standpoint of getting into the minutiae of building, you should take into account the way the winds are moving around a particular property. And then try to establish where you're going to place your skimmers.
You go that far?
Absolutely.
Wow.
We'll be throwing grass up in the air to see. In fact, ask the homeowner, can you tell me approximately which way does the wind blow here most of the time? Is it, you know, north to south, east to west? Mostly, obviously, we have a prevailing westerly wind. But we take that into account and try to establish the flow so any surface debris is moving quickly into the skimmer or skimmers to not be settling in the pool. The other aspect is we put bottom drains in, suction at the bottom of the pool. Now, there's a lot of controversy about that issue.
Why?
And entrapment and so on. There have been cases of small children getting entrapped on the drain.
Sure.
But those have been in very shallow, usually spa-type environments. But today, there's anti-entrapment devices. You do multiple drains so you can't get caught on one without the other. But the point being, you also have filtration at the bottom of the pool. Any debris that is settling down has an opportunity to be picked up by this bottom suction, if you will, and then taken to the filtration system. People that have had pools over the years were just the older style with a skimmer, and then have one with a skimmer and a main drain, as it's referred to in the industry, can't believe the difference in the minimal maintenance that they have to do to maintain the pool cleanliness.
I was in a pool over the weekend, and I noticed that it had a couple of drains in the bottom, and I didn't know that that's what they were there for.
That's what that's for. It gives
and
you
they had big gratings on them. I couldn't see how you could get caught on this thing.
Exactly. There's improved gratings. There have been standard. There was a Grain Baker Act that was passed and legislated as to how the industry had to respond to these unfortunate incidents that have taken place over the years.
So there's been a lot of proactive approach to taking care of that situation.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today with us is Frank Manila Sr., owner of Manila Pools from Old Forge. And how do we get in contact with you, sir?
Well, again, Jackie, we can be reached. You can look up our website and see some of the work that we've done on www.manilapools.com. Our phone number is listed 570-562-7946, and the 7946 just happens to be SWIM, and we're located at 268 South Kaiser Avenue in Old Forge, PA.
562-SWIM.
SWIM.
That's easy to remember.
Pretty
That's
easy.
That's great. That's great. I love it. Pools can be as basic as someone wants or as sophisticated, and you'll do it all.
Absolutely. Today, there's auto controls. I mean, with all of this, you can have a remote in your home. You can monitor the temperature of the pool, turn the heater on, turn it off, turn the lights on, and monitor all aspects of it. Water chemistry. In these pool-spa combination, it is more user-friendly if you do have it automated, so that basically if you got home at 6 o'clock in the evening and you said, gee, I think I want to, you know, partake in the spa with Pat tonight, you'd hit spa on the remote, The heater'd come on, the valves would turn, the spa would isolate, and in 20 minutes, the spa's heated up to temperature. When you're finished, you got back in the house, you'd hit pool, everything would revert back to the pool mode, the spa becomes a water feature, and you don't waste that heated water. Then that gets dumped into the pool to help keep the chill out of the pool.
Most people go for heaters?
Absolutely, today.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. And what about solar covers?
Solar is becoming more, you know, more prevalent. It's a little more expensive up front, but obviously it has the ongoing savings. But in a spa combination, you almost still need the fossil heater as well as the solar, because, I mean, again, at 6 o'clock in the evening,
right,
you're not going to get that ambient pickup that you need to heat a body of water, you know, 20 degrees maybe in a half an hour.
Okay. All right. So solar covers do work?
Solar covers are helpful too, but they can be a little bit of a, in other words, whose turn is it to put the solar cover on tonight after we've finished swimming?
You know? They haven't come out with
a
switch.
They don't have a remote on that one?
not on that one.
Well,
though.
Maybe you can invent that.
Yeah, that would be a good
idea.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time. We'd like to thank you, Frank, for your time today. And before we close, I know there's a lot more that we can discuss regarding pools. If you would be so kind as to come back next week, please.
Would love to.
Thank you so much. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home at 204 Cherry Street in Dunmore for only $79,000. This 2-story home has 1,500 square feet on a nice-sized lot. The lot is 50 by 160. It has off-street parking with a paved driveway. It has hardwood floors and wall-to-wall carpet and swirled ceilings. So if you want a reasonably priced home in a convenient Dunmore location with a nice neighborhood that's close to Scranton and the major highways, give us a call about this 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 307 Cherry Street in Dunmore for only $79,000, and it's listed by John Pendrack of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Before I close, I always review a tip. The absolute number one tip I can give you to help you get the most money possible for your home is this. Make sure you get full multi-list service, that's the MLS, coverage. Don't look at any offers until you are sure your home is on the MLS. I'll say it again. Don't look at any offers until you are sure your home is on the MLS. An army of realtors at your disposal can't be beat. Question any realtor that tries to tell you to put your house on exclusive with his or her company for 3 days, 4, 5 days without going on the MLS. Or if they want to negotiate offers before it gets on the MLS. And you can have them print out the MLS data sheet or email it to you so that you can see it on the MLS. I do not care how good their marketing plan is. It is worthless compared to the value of having your home on the MLS system. Think of it this way. Realtor equals home on the MLS equals most realtors equals most buyers equals most money. The MLS is a strong selling tool. Use it. It will make a difference on your bottom line. It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions. So if your broker is holding out your listing, give us a question. Maybe we can help you out. Give us an email at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's not swims. That's 888-399-JACK. That's 5225.
And remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you Make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.